Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, everybody. Well, I'm running late. Welcome to the Tim Murray Variety Show, number 7, on this beautiful July evening in the summertime. Welcome to my show. I have a very special show for you.
Well, I can see the colors, I can see the lights, dancing, dancing late at night. I can see in my mind what the place should be like, dancing, dancing late at night. Well, 3 a.m.
Issue number 7. We are live
Monday night
at 11 p.m. Central Standard Time. Okay, you creep. Yeah. Come on already. You're gonna start this shit with me again, are you? Hey, ladies and gentlemen. Sorry about that. Was the mic on? Put the flip, Kip.
Yeah, how you
Oh, come on. You don't realize who's calling you, Dave. It's the Duda. Snagger Tort Lamb, Court 2 by 7, Hit 7. Fordham, 7. Oh, just bear with me, ladies and gentlemen. We'll get the ball rolling here pretty soon.
Welcome to HSN.
Hi.
Please enter your phone number beginning with area code or your account number.
You're not getting me with that. How about that number?
Sorry, I didn't get that.
Run that one through your system.
If you are a first-time caller, press 0. If you are an existing customer, please enter the phone number on your account beginning with the area code or your account number.
You people, I say this every show, I do not, under any circumstances, have the ability
Sorry,
to...
Sorry, I didn't get that.
I wonder why, because...
To use Express on your next call, please ask for your account number. Just a moment, and I'll connect you with a sales professional. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality purposes.
Thank you. Yes, sir.
Good evening, this is Kathy. May I have your item number, please?
Yes, Kathy, I was calling about the, I don't have an item number in front of me, though. It's the Liberty. I was calling about.
Which Liberty?
I don't know, it was a Liberty coin, I believe.
Okay, do you know which show it was on?
I don't know, your guys' show, Home Shopping Network.
Right, but, you know, because I know we have quite a few of the different Liberty coins.
Yeah.
So I'm not sure
which... I'm sorry, it was the one with the... So Liberty coin, on the front, it had, I think, the Twin Towers on it, but on the back, it had the poetry on it, like the Robert Frost poem that had been printed on the back, and, like, what you do is... And this is the best I can describe it because I didn't get the name or the number off of it.
Okay.
It's got Robert Frost's poem on the back. It says something like, open mic, Robert Frost, blah, 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 my poetry. And then on the front, it's got the Twin Towers, and I believe there's even either American flag on it or like a bald eagle type of, like right on the cover of it. And it's gold-plated, too. You can find anything like that in your system.
Take a look to see.
Liberty coin, Robert Frost, and a bald eagle, I believe. Either that or a flag. I don't remember which. Really attractive coin, though. Mm. I do remember that. Liberty coin. Yeah. Was you probably get a call about these all the time, I would imagine. get down, Scruffy. Get down, boy. I'm on the phone.
And you said it was a gold plated one, correct?
Yes, ma'am, it was. Get down,
okay.
Boy. What? Go out there. Daddy's on the phone. Daddy's on the phone. Good damn, boy. Atta boy. Sit down. Darn dog. Liberty. I think it had, you don't see nothing like that.
No, you know, because the only one I'm seeing there, you know, there is like a September 11th one here. Let me take a look at this here.
You got the Robert Frost poem on the back side of that. Hey, damn, boy.
Yeah, I'm not. Yeah, the only one I'm seeing is like, you know, there's a September 11th, you know, different medals. And the only one that I see here that's gold plated, it doesn't have that poem on it. And it's not Liberty on that at all.
Not Liberty on that at all. What's that one you got in front of you there? How much is that one running?
Well, so this 24-karat gold-plated, it's a September 11th national medal pendant, and that actually comes with a chain, so it's meant to be worn like a necklace, and that just says on the front, like, always remember, and then honor and hope on the back, but there's no Liberty on that, and no Robert Frost home. Let me see here.
All right. Come on, get down, boy. Daddy will give you lunch meat when I get off the phone.
Yeah, and unfortunately, let me take a look here. Let me just look at generic coins, see what we have here.
All right, thank you.
There's probably a commemorative, so let's see what we have there in the commemorative.
All right. Corey.
Yeah, throw my cigarette lighter over here.
Thank you.
Do you remember approximately how much it cost, even?
Yeah. I think it was around $79.95 or something
okay.
like that.
Okay.
$79.95. Oh, these carbuncles are killing me. Oh.
Yeah, you know, unfortunately, I mean, I'm, you know, taking a look here to see, you know, under the different... You know, just under, like, the commemorative coins, and I didn't see anything that...
Oh.
Yeah, unfortunately, I'm just not finding it here.
All right, well, I do thank you for looking anyhow, man.
Okay, and sorry about that. Let me go ahead and take a look and see even when the next coin show is. So, you know, maybe they might be having it there. So let me see when he's going to be on next, the coin.
Thank you.
Okay, because the coin collector is going to be on next.
Next.
He will be on... So Saturday the 20th, he's
Saturday.
Got three shows, and then the following Saturday the 27th, he has a few shows.
Oh, I'll catch one of those for
okay,
sure.
Okay, so yeah, so they might be showing it during one of those times, or if you call us, we can at least check and see if it may be on during one of those presentations, okay?
Yeah, sure, and thank you for looking, man. You have a nice
You're
day.
Welcome. You too.
All
bye-bye.
Right, bye-bye. Bye-bye now. Hello? Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
This is Carlisle.
Carlisle?
Carlisle.
Hey, Carlisle?
It's Carlisle.
It's Carlisle?
Mr. Carlisle.
Mr. Carlisle?
Carbajal.
Mr. Carball, I want to go, hold right there, Mr. Carball.
Thanks for calling Miraclescape. Our Madeira's Miraclescape summer schedule is now started. This week we'll be open Wednesday night, 6:30 to 8:30 for public skating. Thursday night we'll be open 7 to 8 p.m. for a Zumba Fit class only. Friday night we'll be open for public skating, 7:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. at night. Saturday, we have two sessions, an early session 11:30 a.m. to 2 p.m., then we'll be open Saturday night 7:30 to 10 p.m. Sunday, we have a session from 5 p.m. till 7:30 p.m. Our sessions are going to, before 7:30, are going to be different each Saturday and Sunday, just based on what public parties or private parties we have that week. You can check our phone message for updated schedule each week. Our Fresno location is now closed for the season. It'll reopen November 2013. Now, if you'd like more information about reservations, times, details, please leave your name and number. We'll call you back within 24 hours. Thanks for calling Miraclescape.
This is Mr. Carlisle. I was calling about your advertising. I do not appreciate Andy McDowell's new series called Cedar Cove. I do not want to see that advertised. I do not want to watch that show. Do not show me that advertisement.
Thank you for calling New York, New York Hotel and Casino. All operators are currently assisting.
My name is Mr. Carlisle.
Thank you for calling New York, New York Hotel and Casino. All operators are currently assisting other guests. Please remain on the line and the next...
Fortune Nookie.
Come together now, people, now. A little mantra. It's a sing-along. Sing-along. There's no rules when I eat a steak, 'cause I'm a man and that's what I do. I'll eat a steak right off of your face. I might bite your nose off too. Big man eats a big red steak in the morning or on my lunch break. Don't matter if I'm running late. Get out of my face, I eat goddamn steak. There's no rules when I eat a steak, 'cause I'm a man and that's what I do. I eat a steak right off of your face. I might bite your nose off too. Big man eats a big red steak in the morning or on my lunch break. It don't matter if I'm running late. Get out of my face, I eat goddamn steak. Like a big piece of red meat. Doesn't matter. There's no rules. Just fucking eat it. You eat that son of a bitch now. It's alright. No rules. Put a raw piece of meat on your face. It's good for your skin. Put it up there. It's good for you. Healthy the way they raise those animals. It's good for you to eat that every day. Get as little exercise as possible and eat shitloads of meat. It's good for your soul. Just once or twice, you'll lose control. You become a wild savage when you eat steak. Of your anus wrong. You get clogged up.
Flesh Tuxedo, Mound of Venus, Queef Quarters, Venus Butterfly, Cooter, Cream Canal, Poontang Pie, Wet Mark, Private Area, Thresher, Punash, Salami Garage, Tunnel of Love, Flurpy Machine, Pink Cookie, Penalty Box, Ground Zero, Meat Crease, Bait, Birth Canal, Holy Grail, Pole Hole, Pork Pie, Fuzz Bucket, One-Eyed Python Trail, Bubblegum by the Bum, Stink Rink, Theme Park, Saloon Doors, Pink Truffle, Slurpee Machine, Pink Cookie, Bitter and Twisted, Burger Bar, Meat Counter, Temperamental Ring Piece, Python Siphon, Big Bud, The Womsday, The Womsday Book, The Condo Downstate, Snake Lake, The Indoor Barbecue, Pound Cake, Beef Tomato, Tickled Pink, Launch Pad, Horn of Plenty, The Indoor Picnic, Hamper of Goodies, Flapped Bap, Bonefish, Close Encounter with the Turd Kind, The Vegan Store, The Blowhole, The Pump Protector, Bagpipe, Spitball Bullseye, Meat Wagon, Pickle Stinker, Jezebel's Smell, Yanni, Willie's Haven, Scrumpter, Peach, Sweat, Sweat Box, Yeast Pockets, Penis Warmer, Tampon Tunnel, Penis Pothole, Cucumber Canal, Egg Drop Box, Sperm Shack, Dick Dungeon, Cock Curator, Bob's Bungalow, Mommy Parts, Tuna Pot Pie, Nice Slice, Peter Vise, Cock Sock, Rack of Clam, Peter's Grove, Penis Purse, Grandest Canyon, Fish Dish, Banana Box, Tuna Spread, Pink Portal, Count Fapula, Red River Gorge, Happy Valley, Revolving In and Outdoor, Baby Zipper, Richard's House, Stop and Pop, Bone Polisher, Pack and Shack, Wiener Wrap, Clap Trap, Camel Toe, Dildo Hotel, Axe Gash, Pearl Hotel, Seafood Six Pack, Clam Canal, Coos Canal, Dick Deposit, Wand Waxer, Vigi, Erie Canal, Candy Kiss, Gauntlet, Round Mound of Beef Hound, Lick and Stick, Lap Flounder, Tomahawk Chop, Chin Chin, Pachinko, Country Pie, Lip Tip, The Big Casino, One-Eyed Wormhole, Amazon Forest, Cock Cave, Fuck Donut, Coochie Pop, Baby, Wet Seal, Pissy Froth Hole, Bald Biscuit, The Unmentionable, Man's Ruin, P-Shree, Harry Potter, Courtney Cocksleeve, Panty Hamster, Deep Pink, Jaws of Life, Gizmo, Faith, Cock Magnet, Slippery Slide, Meat Tunnel, Pink Heaven, Squid, Dick Basket, Hot Spot, Huchika, Pudding, Bowl, Love Cave, Squeeze Box, Honey Pot, The Bone Collector, Goody Basket, Depository, Pink Turtleneck, Bread Box, Little Debbie, Pole Hole, Pandora's Box, Snail Tracker, Cuntzilla, Home Base, Pud Pocket, Bear Trap, Chonch, Big Montana, Nichi, Choot, Golden Valley, Nappy Roots, Dick Mitten, Mystical Fold.
Hello, I'm not a guest on my own show. There was a lot of technical difficulties. The host imploded. I'm a guest on my own show, calling in on a different phone. weird because I still have control of the entire thing here, but I don't have control of the host here. And yeah, caller, you're on weird because I still have control of the entire Cableback.
Yeah, that is weird.
Looks at me before he takes out his teeth and asks me to sign the wall. And I sign his wall with a heel of bread dipped in green Listerine, and then I kiss him on the head and leave through the door in the floor as he starts to fall down dead. I've got a pocket full of quarters and I'm headed for the woods. I'm gonna play Miss Pac-Man in a puddle of mud. I'm not gonna lose my shoes unless I start to cry. And the man in the moon said, I'm not left-handed, and he did a swan dive to the promised land while you were lost in my Bob Hope diamond eyes. There's scary topiary to the left of the pool, the trail to the right goes back to middle school. I'm trying to read what the flashing red letters say. They say lowest common destiny, and so I run away, cause I can't make the grade when I'm on display. Here comes the man with the laminated plan for the Vince McMahon Expressway. Will you be me, will you be me? Wear my clothes and drink my coffee, write my mommy, do my homework, feed my babies, fight my crazies. Will you be me, will you be me? Wear my clothes and drink my coffee, write my mommy, do my homework, feed my babies, fight my crazies. Back to life, she turned into a skunk. She kissed my dog and he got drunk. When I tried to pet her, she turned into a beam of light. Pam and Susie were there, I said, I miss you, but they didn't hear me. The ground started bouncing, so I jumped up, trying to feel like an angel flying. Watch out for the power lines. Unless you wanna die.
This.
Hello.
You're on the air.
Hello, this is Mr. Carlisle.
Can I help you?
Yes, I called to complain about the advertising on this show.
Well, thing is, the host seems so steps out of the office, but I can take a message if you want.
What do you mean he stepped out of the office?
Mr. Carlisle.
My name is Russell Carlisle.
Mr. Russell Carlisle. Is that with two L's?
It's C-A-R-L-Y-L-E.
C-A-R-N-L-M-R-Y.
Listen, you little muff. I have a complaint about the advertising on your show.
Mr. Carlisle?
Yes. Hello? Listen, I don't know what kind of Mutton Jeff show you're running there.
I'm back. I think I'm the host of my own show again. Mr. Carlisle, will you help me destroy poetry?
I hate poetry.
Wonderful. Will you help me destroy poetry?
I called in because I wanted to complain about the Andy McDowell TV series that's advertised on this show.
Not Mr. Carlisle, I don't understand how you expect me to pay the bills on this show if you're going to call in here complaining about the advertising. I will take the advertising that I can get. You know, Mr. Carlisle, if you have a business that you would like to...
Andy McDowell and her face.
419 area code, you're on with Mr. Carlisle.
You don't like poetry.
Poetry's for sissies and communists.
You sound like a sissy to me, sir.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Mutt and Jeff, I don't know what you're doing. I'll smack you around like a hockey puck on the linoleum, you understand me?
Bring it, sir.
Don't sing it, bring it. I think a milk dud just
fell
down my
Thank you for calling New York, New York Hotel and Casino. All operators are currently assisting other guests. Please remain on the line, and the next available operator will assist you. Your call may be monitored or recorded for quality assurance purposes.
Desert by renowned architect...
Mr. Carlisle?
Hotel operator, this is Charlotte. How may I assist you?
Yes, I was wanting to reserve some rooms.
All right, sir. Allow me to connect you over to the room reservation department. They'll be more than happy to assist you.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome, and you have a nice evening.
Likewise.
Thank you.
Mr. Carlisle?
411. Yeah!
Mr. Carlisle?
Thank you for calling the New York, New York Hotel room reservations. Your call may be recorded for quality assurance. For the lowest rates on rooms and free service, please visit NewYorkNewYork.com.
Para español, oprima nueve.
I don't talk
for that. General room reservations, press 1.
I
for show reservations, press 2. For restaurant reservations, press 3. To hear other options, press 4. To repeat these options, press 5.
For number 7 over there. Press number 7, I can't.
Unfortunately,
press
I did not hear you. For general room reservations, press 1. For show reservations, press 2.
Show
for restaurant reservations, press 3. To hear other options, press 4. To repeat these options, press 5.
I like shows and restaurants.
You think they got poetry?
They better
I'm
not.
I'm having
that.
A hard time hearing what you said. Would
not.
You repeat it one more time?
For general room reservations, press 1. For show reservations, press 2. For restaurant reservations, press 3. To hear other options, press 4. To repeat these options, press 5.
You're making me sicker than a dog.
You got a rotary dial over there, Tim?
Please hold while we transfer you to a customer service representative.
Yes, I do, as a matter of fact, and it does not go through... This blog talk program.
Thank you for calling New York, New York room reservations. All of our representatives are currently assisting other guests. Please remain on the line, and a representative will be with you momentarily.
Yeah, okay.
Tim Murray, do you think we could book a poetry show there?
I'm looking into doing that after they finish playing the song that you lost your virginity to.
Oh.
Mr. Carbaugh.
Thank you for your patience. Please remain on the line, and the next available representative will be with you as quickly as possible.
You know who I am?
What's going on?
What the hell use is this for, Toronto?
Thank you for your patience. Please remain
God.
On the line, and the next available representative will be with you as quickly as possible.
Michael, does that feel like you relived that first sexual encounter again? Or, oh no, this, what? This is a beautiful song right here.
Can you offer?
Remember we danced to this at your wedding?
And Maria, I've only danced with you once.
It was very sensual. Sing it, Michael.
Thank you for your patience. Please remain on the line, and the next available representative will be with you as quickly as possible.
I'm waiting about 5 more seconds. I got a show to do. I do not have time for this. No. You just lost.
It was a metal band on the game.
Yeah, they just lost money. Oh, you got to be kidding. I just put up with this.
Two.
Time for your asses, Michael Grover. Any news to report from the Collingwood Art Center in lovely Toledo, Ohio?
Any news to report? Well, let's see.
Is it still
today? Aaron was moving out.
Who?
Aaron. I don't think you know Aaron.
Why is he moving out?
He's got an eviction notice.
He's not paying his rent over there?
Well, his rent was late, but he was doing something else. So.
Did he have a meth lab over there?
No, he didn't really have a meth lab, but he was selling his prescription pills.
Yeah. And what was the problem with that?
Injections at the clinic.
Yep.
You got to go in and get injections.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Walmart.
7th Street Walmart. How may I direct your call?
I need somebody like in the periodicals.
One moment.
Yep.
She sounded hot, man.
Roger?
Yeah, man.
Roger's here now?
Yeah, man. I've been here the whole time. I've passed out for a couple of minutes, man. I heard Cindy Lauper calling me back through the tunnel, man.
Cindy Lauper?
Yeah, man, she's hot.
With Captain Lou Albano?
No.
Thank you for calling electronics. May I help you?
Yeah, I wanted, I was actually looking for the pet department.
Well, there's nobody in pets right now. What do you need?
Well, I need to talk to somebody about a gourmet dog food.
A gourmet dog food. Well,
I mean, is there anybody in the, deli or anything like that?
In the deli?
Yeah.
New Delhi, India.
The deli wouldn't have anything to do with dog food.
No, my buddy was telling me that Walmart Corporation started using the scraps and stuff like that to make healthy dog food.
No, not that I know of. I have not heard anything like that.
You work in the deli?
No, I don't. This is the electronics department.
How on earth did I get wired over to you is the question I have.
That I don't know. Possibly the deli department might be closed.
All right. Can you wire me over to, like, groceries or something like that?
Yes. Hold on.
All right. Thank you.
Wire him over there.
Wire him over there.
On the wire.
This is very important.
Vegetarian poetry?
He hadn't said anything about that.
A buddy of mine was telling me that's what they stop. They're tired of wasting all the lunch meat scraps. They sweep them up at the end of the night. Now they make gourmet dog food out of them. I bet he hung up. But he's not wiring me anywhere.
That's bad customer service right there.
You better believe it. This is exactly why our country's going in the toilet bowl, because you can't even get good customer service anymore. I encounter this every Monday night when I'm making my phone calls. People just don't give a shit.
Walmart sucks ass.
Yeah, Walmart's really brought our country down to... I'll tell you that.
They got some hot chicks working up Super Walmart Center here. Rhonda got a job up there, too.
Which department? Hello?
Pets.
Hello?
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 Yeah, did you, I left. Do you guys have that poultry up there still? Hello? Hello? See what I mean about customer service? It's the fucking... It is reached an all-time low. It's an absolute nightmare. How can a consumer consume in this culture?
That's right.
I left you both dumbfounded, didn't I?
Yes.
You just blew my mind.
You blew my mind, man. And that's not easy to do.
Thank you for calling the Tumwater Home Depot. For store hours and directions, press 1. If you know the 3-digit extension of the person you are trying to reach, press 2. To speak to an associate in one of our store departments, press 3. If you're calling about an installation, special order, or delivery, press 4. For the pro desk, press 5. For tool rental, press 6. To reach receiving, press 7. If you are calling about the pickup of your online order, press pound. To reach a customer service associate, press 0. To repeat this menu, press 9.
To kiss my 0. See, now this is exactly what... She's going to repeat herself here in a minute.
Thank you for calling the Home Depot. Your call is very important to us, but all associates are busy at this time.
Thank you for calling Tumwater Home Depot. How may I direct your call?
Now, I'm not sure. Do you guys, I was into building materials, like, you know, plywood.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, can you send me there?
Sure, of course. One moment.
All right, thank you.
She sounded hot, man.
Yes, but why are you over?
Got that little orange apron on, man.
She was too happy for a guy like you, Roger.
Hey, man. It's always Halloween at my house, you know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying, old dog?
Roger would depress her, though.
Would I crush her?
He would bench press her.
Thank you for calling the Home Depot. Your call is very important to us, but all associates are busy at this time.
Obviously, it's not very important to you.
Please remain in the line, and your call will be answered by the...
One moment, sir. Let me try paging them, okay?
Yeah, that's fine. You have a boyfriend?
I'd like to set you up with my old boy, Roger. He's a good old boy.
Oh, you got to be kidding. They don't care about their customers.
Come on, you're giving me dead ear here, Home Depot.
We're trying to entertain people.
No kidding. I got Michael Grover and Roger who need to be entertained.
We do.
Enough of you. I can't put up with them anymore. I had to hang up on them. I'm sick of this.
Are we like your only two listeners there, Tim?
Hopefully.
I hope so, too.
You guys are my loyal hound dogs from the old Red Fez days, man.
Thank you for calling Barnes & Noble in Natomas. The all-new Nook HD tablet now comes with Google Play. Enjoy the best in reading from Barnes & Noble, plus over 700,000 Android apps and games, all on your Nook HD tablet. Available at Barnes & Noble and Nook.com.
Yeah.
We are located at 3561 North Freeway Boulevard in Sacramento, California. Our hours of operation are 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. Sunday through Thursday, and 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Friday and Saturday. If you would like to speak with a bookseller, please remain on the line.
I'll do that.
A bookseller, man, like Bartleby the Scrivener or something.
Our court brace your man a bit.
Yellow Wallpaper by Doris Lessing.
In California.
Yeah, they got they have booksellers in California.
Nadine Gordimer.
The Yellow Wallpaper.
Chibe.
Yeah, Chibe, man. You're a man of letters, Roger.
Fuck yeah.
Hello? Why, hello? You know what?
Call up that Philippine.
They don't care about customer service either.
I'm telling you right now, Michael Grover, what if I had my tax return in my hand right now and it was just burning a hole through my pocket? I can't get a hold of anybody.
You were in Sacramento, California.
Hello?
Barnes & Noble and Natomas.
Yeah, I was looking, to set up a poetry feature there. Are you the manager of the store?
Actually, we're closed and we're going home right now. So if you call back in the morning, one of our managers will be in.
Would you consider yourself a fan of poetry? I mean, just quickly, I know you got to get home, but...
If it's good, then yes.
All right, well, what's that manager's name in the morning?
Normally, it will be Julia or any assistant manager.
All right, Anna, you have a safe trip home now.
All right, thank you. Have
a
great
day. Bye-bye. You too.
Right.
She sounded hot, man.
Yeah, she was hot.
They were still open. She just told you they were closed.
She's like a bookworm, man. She's like one of them bookworms.
This is ridiculous. This is like the worst night of telephone I've ever had on this show. It's so unfair.
I'll make a bat wings out of sheets, and I'll wrap her up in it.
Hello?
Like a leather bat cocoon.
I'll bet you they're still open.
I know they're still open. They're having a
I know to get rid of you because you were asking about poetry.
Yeah, I believe that for sure, man. Here's what I'm going to do now.
She likes it if it's good.
Now, what would you consider good poetry? I mean, there's no such thing. There's no such thing on the planet.
Oh, no, man.
It does not exist, my friend.
What about Garrison Keillor?
Yeah, he's really, I like Robert Frost. I like James Dickey. I like,
Desi Arnaz.
Desi Arnaz.
Genius.
Garrison Keillor's a genius.
Thank you for calling Walmart.
Keillor.
Well, praise of Walmart. Lane speaking in Hallmark Team and Electronics. Can I help you?
What's up?
Yes. Can you send me over to the customer service department, please?
Sure. I'll have them pick up the line there, sir. Hold on,
thanks.
Thank you.
Right.
You're welcome.
Welcome back from Iraq.
Don't say that out loud to that fella. You start twitching in the eye. Give you the stink eye. Start twitching.
Twitching.
Speaking of Taliban
fighters.
CSM,
can I help you?
Who is this?
CSM Tabitha, how can I help you, sir?
I'm sorry, Tabitha. This is the, actually, I'm the poet Michael Grover. And I was
okay.
Wondering if I could set up a, are you a store manager by any chance?
No, I am not a store manager. The store manager comes in at 7 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, well, maybe
I
can run this by you.
Do you want to speak with my assistant?
Oh, no, I think you'll do just fine, but maybe you could put a post-it note on their desk or something like that. My name is Michael Grover. I'm a nationally known poet, and I have a new book coming out called Rose Beads Beneath the Platypus Rain.
Mm-hmm.
And I was wondering if I could set up like an in-store signing.
That you would actually have to call back in the morning and talk to the store manager. Not
Ooh.
Even my assistant would be able to answer that.
Oh, you couldn't make a
but
call on
But our store
there.
Manager's name is Jeanette. You can call her at 7 o'clock in the morning and she will be here.
Jeanette?
Yes, sir.
All right, and what is Jeanette's last name?
Jeanette. Hold on 1 second.
Jeanette.
Gillette.
No, Jeanette.
Jeanette.
Last name is No. Oh. We don't have her last name. It's not even on our receipts yet.
Oh.
So just ask
oh,
for Jeanette, the
said,
store manager.
Oh, I thought you said no. I was spelling it out on the paper here. I have K-N-O-U-G-H.
You have a
what
Walmart
you mean,
receipt?
No, as in, how's that?
No, sir. Her first name is Jeanette. Just ask for her in the morning.
Would you consider yourself, I mean, just between the two of us, would you consider yourself like a fan of poetry so that if there was an in-store type of book signing, you would consider yourself someone who, hey, you know, I'm off that day. I would go in to see that.
I do like poetry, but I only like Edgar Allan Poe.
Only Edgar Allan Poe?
Yes.
All right, well, I'm, you know, I try. I mean, okay, yes, Edgar Allan Poe. I can see the strains of Edgar Allan Poe in some of my work. Now, some of my critics have said that they can taste a Edgar Allan Poe-inspired line or two in my work. So I think Rose Beads Beneath the Platypus Rain would be something that maybe you'll look into, and I'll give Jeanette a call in the morning.
Okay, thank you.
A treat.
Thank you. And bye-bye.
You're welcome. Have a great night.
You too. See, now, Michael, I'm going to get you that in. I'm going to get you that in store.
I'm looking forward to it.
Yeah. Can you make it to the Valparaiso Walmart?
And Tabitha's going to be there, man.
Yeah. Tabitha and Jeanette.
Tabitha. I'll read some Edgar Allan Poe for her.
Wow. Question I have for myself is why the hell I just wrote down Jeanette's name.
Jeanette, the best man. You're going to call her at 7 o'clock in the morning.
If I had a show at 7 o'clock in the morning, I probably would. To get you that in-store, Michael Grover, I'm going to sell some of your new book. Tabitha seemed like she was kind of drip-dropping for the poetry there, my friend.
I write her a poem, man. Is that in Valparaiso?
Yeah.
Go. I'll write her one. Give it to her.
Having a great day. Thank you, Jake. How can I help you?
Yeah. Are you the manager by any chance?
Yes, I am.
Oh, excellent. I was wondering if I could. If I don't know if your store, like Steak and Shakes in general, have like in-store promotions or like things where like the public can like have meetings and things like that in your restaurant.
Well, like,
I mean,
what are we talking
down
about?
Well, I'm saying I wouldn't want to close your restaurant down and have it as like a private party or anything like that. I just need like a few tables and probably I could, you know, I would bring in several guests, probably 30 guests, and we were going to have an open mic poetry event.
I'm not really sure if we can do that. I know I
well,
thought we did
no
something
mic
like that before.
Really hot,
well, I'm sorry, but there would be no...
There would be no microphones or anything like that involved. I mean, it would just be, I think the restaurant itself is small enough to where the voice of the poet would carry well, and I don't think it would disrupt anybody else who was eating dinner.
Yeah, you would have to talk to the GM about that, just to make sure. But she'll be here. She comes in at 7 a.m., and she's here till 5 p.m.
You guys are owned by General Motors?
We're corporate.
Well, the book that I have a internationally known poet from Toledo, Ohio, coming into town into Valparaiso, and he's releasing a new book called Rose Beads Beneath the Platypus Rain. And I'm just trying to find in stores. We're doing one at Super Walmart, and I figured you're right there. And I think, you know, after we finish the book signing at the Super Walmart there, we could move over and have lunch and possibly, you know, just find another venue for him to read from.
Because, I mean, we take parties of any size anytime.
Okay. So would it be okay, I mean, if my client was to stand up and read a couple of passages from his book, I mean, that wouldn't be too disruptive.
Yeah, it shouldn't be a big deal.
Okay. I mean, so that's something we probably – I'll check with the GM, but, I mean, I don't think
Yeah, just double-check with her, but I'm sure it should be fine. So I think, like I said before, they did something like that before.
Okay. I mean, would you personally, like, would you consider yourself, like, a fan of poetry at all? I mean, would you be someone who would be, you know, if you were working or if you were, you know, oh, that's something I would enjoy, you know, checking
out.
Yeah,
it's not like, you know, I don't know.
Would you consider yourself a fan? I mean, is it something that you read in your leisure time yourself or, you know?
Well, I don't really have much leisure time, but, yeah, I do like poetry.
Who's your favorite poet?
I mean, I don't want to put you on the spot.
I got...
Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry. I'm just really busy right now.
I'm sorry. Yeah, I don't want to keep you from the drive-up window or anything like that. I'll check with the GM. You have a nice evening.
Okay.
Thanks for your help.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Take care.
Wow, man. I think I'm in love, Tim.
Roger, she sounded hot, man.
Really hot, man. Really.
She likes poetry.
And she was very, very helpful. Yeah, she was very helpful.
And she was a little snippy, a little bitchy. I like that.
Yeah, she wasn't really.
Do a tour of Valparaiso, huh?
I think so. And if I could find maybe, you know, I have two places
set
up now.
7 o'clock in the morning, my friend.
Yeah, I've got Super Walmart and Steak and Shake's right in the parking lot of that. So if I could find you one more place to read, I would be very happy about that. I'm trying to think of where else I could get you. To get you to read in Valparaiso. I'd hate to have be a bust, you know. I don't want you to come all the way out here for, you know, like one reading at Super Walmart or, oh, hey, look at me, I'm at Steak and Shake. You know, I'd like it to be, I want this book to be big. I got 90 seconds left, so let's see if we can. Oh, it is. And I mean, you're very lucky that the print is, how many are being printed in this first run?
Like 12.
Oh man, you're out there, dude. I'll get you out there. I'm gonna get all 12 of those sold in Valparaiso. So, first edition gone. Just already just write them off. Write them off. Yeah, 60 seconds. I'll work against the clock.
Speedway Store 6621. This is Katie.
Hi, Katie. I was wondering if your company or your store in particular does any sort of in-store promotions or poetry readings.
I have no idea.
You don't have a clue.
You're going to have to ask one of the managers.
No,
and one of the managers
there,
comes in at, like, I think 5 o'clock in the morning.
All right. Well, I have
I'm not sure on any of that, really. I'm sorry.
Okay, well, I have an
what kind of promotions were you, like, curious about?
Poetry, because I have an internationally known poet coming through town named Michael Grover. He's from Toledo, Ohio, and he's releasing a new book called Rose Beads Beneath the Platypus Rain. And I already have him reading at Super Walmart and Steak and Shake in Valparaiso, and I was wanting to add a third stop before he heads out of town.
I'm really not sure.
Ooh.
You're going to speak with one of our managers, because I'm not a manager.
I have no idea
on that. I'm sorry.
You wouldn't consider yourself a manager. Would you consider yourself somebody who would be like, okay, my store Speedway is going to do, you know, this promotion. Would you consider yourself somebody who would be interested in that? Like, oh, yeah, I like poetry. I want to hear what you have to say.
What do you mean exactly?
Well, I mean, would you consider yourself someone who reads poetry, who writes poetry?
Not so much. I mean, no. Kind of busy to, you know, read poetry.
Yeah. I understand.
So
it's
not so much.
It's an incredibly worthless craft. I do understand that. But, I'll check with the store manager in the morning and see what we can come up with. What is his name, by the way? Would you say it was Chad?
Actually, her name is Linda. She gets here pretty early. She'll, like, be here, I think, at 4 or 5 around that time.
All right.
You can call back then. I'm sure she'll answer your question.
And what was your name again? Katie?
Yeah, my name's Katie.
All right, Katie. And I'll tell her I spoke with you and that you told me to call Linda.
Okay.
All right. Now, does she bust your chops in the morning when she gets there, like if the floor isn't mopped or whatever? I mean, she's like, hey, Katie, what'd you do all night, man? Would you sit here and, you know, like...
not really.
Drink
Slurpees
or something?
No, we have, like, a list of what we do. We need to sign off on it. She doesn't really ask.
No.
Nothing like that.
All right, yeah. Katie. Well, you take care and thank you very much.
All right, you too. Thanks. Bye.
All right, likewise. Yeah, Katie, I mean...
Wow.
Yeah.
She won't be into poetry.
She agreed with me that poetry was a worthless pursuit.
Yeah.
She's like, yep, it sure is. Yep, you're right. I don't have any time for that bullshit.
What is a Speedway, like a gas station?
What's for me?
Yes, that was Speedway gas station, yes.
Yeah, not a lot of poetry going on at Speedway.
No, I've tried everything I could do for you,
Michael.
In and out is right. I really believe in this book, Michael Grover. I know the first printing is 12 copies. I promise to have all of those sold and or given away during your stay in your 20 minutes in Valparaiso.
Okay. Are we in overtime right now, man?
Yeah, we went into overtime with Katie.
Well, I gotta take a leak, man. Well, I'll be right back.
Overtime.
Yeah, we're in overtime, Michael Grover. This is what I do for my friends when I believe in one of their projects. I'll go into overtime for them. You know, I believe in this book. And I'm so glad that you're having it published. I know how hard you've worked on it. I believe in it. I think you're cutting edge. I think you're breaking new ground, poetically speaking. How long did you work on this new book?
A couple hours.
Oh, boy, that's about twice as long as I've ever worked on any type of writing endeavor. You feel like Rose Beads Beneath the Platypus Rain. Now, what does that say to you, that title? Why was that title chosen for this collection?
All right. You don't have platypuses in Toledo.
Oh, you have a lot of platypuses in Toledo.
No, they don't have platypuses in Toledo.
Wouldn't it? Well, if it was more than one platypus, wouldn't it be platypi?
Not even at the zoo.
Platypussy, platypi.
I believe it's platypi.
Platypi pussy.
It doesn't matter. Nobody's ever going to hear this anyway.
Michael, this show has actually up 250. Listens in the archive, my friend. So this show is going out there. This show is reaching the masses. This show will sell books. So if you could talk to me a little bit about Rose Beads Beneath the Platypus Rain, you know, you're talking money here. You're talking an opportunity for you to push this book beyond the limits of, you know, any limits. We're here to break those limits, friend.
At Valparaiso.
Not Valparaiso. Let's talk about that. Valparaiso.
Valparaiso. I got to say it right while I'm there.
Yeah, you sound like you're from here. You could say, I'm a native. I'm a Valparaiso native.
Yes. I'm a Valparaiso native.
Well, you sound like a natural. And I would like, you know, if you're... Who's publishing this book, by the way? Is it Rose of Sharon Press?
Yes. Yeah, Rose of Sharon
Press. It actually
Press.
Is. Yeah.
That's a Griffin, man.
Yeah, that's him.
Yeah, I told you, he has a birthday the day before mine, matter of fact.
Griffin. And he promised to do a run of 12 copies for 12. For the first. And if you sell out the first edition, will there be subsequent editions?
I don't know.
Are you willing to
only do 12, man?
I mean, you might want to listen to Roger.
You got to send out at least 12 to get reviewed, man. What else? What are you gonna have left to sell after that?
Well, that's up to the publisher.
Get S.A. Griffin on the phone, Tim.
I would love to. However, being in overtime, it takes away my ability to make phone calls. And I would like to have him on with Michael Grover.
You can't call the Walmart anymore?
No, I cannot make any more phone calls. But I would love to have your publisher and yourself, Michael Grover, on the show to discuss the printing of just 12 copies. I think Roger has a very valid point with that. And
I'm going to be in trouble.
Will there be subsequent copies?
Is it going to be like deluxe, like artist edition, handmade?
Are they autographed?
Binding?
Yeah, I'll sign all 12.
Book art? Is this a standard chap that's going to be side-stapled, you know, on 24-pound bond?
Saddle-stitched, if you will.
Saddle-stapled. That's what we call it here, Tim.
Saddle-stapled.
I don't really get into what you call it there, Roger. But how do you feel like you're going to be in trouble with this book? Are you tackling some topics that may be perhaps, you know, controversial? I mean, how do you feel like you're going to be in trouble with this?
Me?
Michael.
What?
Now, you said you felt like you were going to be in trouble with this book.
No, not with the book. No, the book's not a problem. It's a good book.
Would you like to read a selection from the book?
I have an advanced copy. I'd like to read a poem from it.
Yeah, please do, Roger. Thank you.
Could I do that,
Roger,
Michael?
Roger, how did you get...
He has a galley copy.
A galley copy. I told you, S.A. has birthday day before mine. We're fellow Pisces.
Yep.
All right.
He's reading from the galley, the uncorrected galley. But anyhow, go ahead, Roger.
This is called Pink Roach on My Nightstand by Michael Grover. Pink Roach on my nightstand, making sounds for me. This is not eternity. This is not fidelity. I'm lost in the void with the ghost of Ann Waldman. I am losing my mind. I have lost my mind. Smoking pink joints with Michael Grover.
Wow. End poem?
End poem.
Wow. Michael, I mean, I think that should have been the title track.
Well, you never heard the Platypus one yet. So.
Well, I didn't want to. I wanted to let you read that one, man. The title poem, man. I wouldn't want to.
Wow.
I just really that one really hit me, man. Because I woke up one morning with a pink roach on my nightstand, too, man. It's like, who the hell buys pink rolling papers? What's all this crap with all these fancy pipes? Just roll it up in a damn white paper.
Amen. Amen to that. And the ghost of Ann Waldman, I mean, that really struck me.
Struck a nerve, man.
It did. I mean,
she's not dead, man.
Yeah, she actually passed away.
No, she didn't, man.
No, now, didn't. Roger, do you ever see her at Naropa?
Oh, I'm not allowed on that campus, man.
No, Roger's a student at Naropa.
Well, I tried to recreate something that Boyd Rice did to who was Gerald Ford's wife, Betty Ford. He presented her with a lamb's head, I believe, or lamb meat. And I tried to recreate that with Allen Ginsberg. It was about 20 years ago.
Now, what was Mr. Ginsberg's reaction to the lamb's head?
He squealed. It was like a squeal.
Hmm.
You're one that
It was a shriek. That's a better word, a shriek.
Now, was Ann Waldman present?
She was, man. And she's like, we're all vegetarians here. We're all vegetarians in the imaginary void. We're all vegetarian Buddhists in the imaginary void, but we can eat meat sometimes if we want to because that's really our own trip, man.
Wow. Yeah, she's a very intense performer even when she's just speaking. You know, just a conversation with you. And you could imagine that there's going to be this overpowering presence, this stage presence in the imaginary void. You know, you feel like you read their chat book 15 times in the, you know, in the American Night on the bus and the American Night in the Rain. And
Iowa City. Anyone for Iowa City?
Yeah.
Iowa City.
I read your book. Your chapbook 15 times on the Greyhound bus in the rainy American night in Iowa City.
In Iowa City?
In
the
Iowa
Des Moines
City,
skyline
Iowa City.
Is bigger than one might think.
The imaginary void fault line of Iowa City.
Lost in a crevasse. Lost in a carafe of coffee at Denny's at midnight in Iowa City, Iowa, the state of Iowa, the state of Iowa.
That's very poetic.
That's Ann Waldman there.
Iowa City. You know, she tried. She attempted to make a rock record in the 1970s, and I've been looking for some of the... some of the tracks from that aborted album, if you will, and I've come up short in my quest for those songs.
There is a video floating around out there, man, with, like, nuclear explosions.
That she is actually performing?
Yeah, man. I'll send that over to you, man.
Yeah, please do. Now, would you, Michael Grover, I mean, would you consider yourself someone who is influenced by Ann Waldman?
I'm influenced by a lot of different people. I think Ann Waldman is one of those people.
You feel like Ann Waldman is one of those people?
Yeah.
Like, you mean, like, you're not necessarily like the hugest fan of her personally, but her being like an icon in the, you know, the late beat movement, doing what she's done for poetry, you can appreciate
that. I do think
that.
She wrote some good stuff.
Iowa City.
Iowa City. Singing my song in Iowa City. I'm menstruating.
In menstruating in Iowa.
Blood
City.
On the Greyhound seat in Iowa City.
Now, Michael Grover, would you feel like blood on a Greyhound seat to you from menstruation, would you, do you feel like that'd be an area that would influence you as a writer and a creator and an artist? Would you feel like that would get you to, you know, pick up the old pen?
I feel very inspired.
The quill and
quill. Wow. Now,
Shorn.
Yes, and what some of your other influences, Michael Grover, besides Ann Waldman? I mean, can you think of any other off the top of your head that would influence you as an artist, you as a writer, you as the creator of Rose Beads Beneath the Platypus Rain? I mean, what type of how did we get here, artistically speaking?
I don't know how we got here.
Artistically speaking, I don't mean
we're
like,
way off track, though. I'll tell you that.
Oh no, I think this is perfectly on track because I think when you're conjuring the muse of Ann Waldman, I think it leads to an opening of Iowa City, and it leads you to this place where doors are opened, where the extremities are caressed, where the menstruating blood becomes our life blood.
What?
Far out, man.
Wow. Okay. In other words, Michael Grover, do you feel a spiritual, poetic kinship to the work of Ann Waldman? And who are the others that branches out to you in your world?
And Walden's never been one of my favorite writers. I mean,
you just said she was one of your favorites, man.
No, you just said she was an influence on you.
An influence? Well, a lot of things have influenced me.
Have you ever been to Iowa City?
No.
It's unfortunate for you. All right, Michael Grover, let's talk about somebody who is on your influential list. I mean, think of somebody, all right, man. Okay, here's what happened, all right? You went out, you you were walking along the industrial grime and the rusted remains of industrial America, and you're walking along its skeleton, and you fall into Lake Erie, okay? And you're floating along in Lake Erie, and you're like, you know what, I'm going to probably die. I'm probably going to die in this water. I'm probably going to die of hypothermia, whatever it may be. Then you land on this deserted island in the middle of Lake Erie. And when you get there, there's only one book laying there on the fallen log, if you will. And what book would you dream that book would be, besides the King James Bible, of course, or the telephone directory for, like, help or something? But, I mean, like, besides that, you know, like, what would be, if you had a poetical work, what book would you like to see on that fallen log?
I don't know.
You don't know when you're going to be rescued either, so this book is going to live with you for a while.
Mary Baraka.
Now, you want him sitting there, like, as somebody who could be, like, stranded with you?
No, he's a very little man.
Have you met Amiri Baraka?
Yes.
Leroy Jones, right?
Yep.
Now, you have met him?
Yeah, once.
And you consider Amiri Baraka to be a poetic
influence? I felt like a giant next to him.
Now, you're 5'6", and you felt like Amiri Baraka was much, much shorter than you.
Yeah. He's like 5'3 or something, dude.
However, poetically, he's a giant.
Oh, he is. Yeah.
Poetically, good things come in small packages, Tim.
Yeah, I guess that holds true with Amiri Baraka. Wow.
Yeah.
That was very... very inspiring. And do you feel like...
I went to see him read in Philadelphia, and he was grabbing his nuts the whole time he was reading.
Yeah, yeah. Did that make you feel uncomfortable?
No. There was this girl, though, that I had taken to her first poetry reading, and she's just like, why is he grabbing his nuts?
I mean, you could admit on this show, I mean, nobody's even going to listen to it. You could admit on this show that you were a little turned on. That you were a little turned on.
What? What, by the girl or by him?
No, by Amiri Baraka's grabbing his scrotum.
No, I wasn't really turned on, no.
Now, the girl, I mean, was she hot?
Yeah.
Did you make
love
to her?
Yeah.
You made love to her? Beautiful.
Yeah.
Where is she tonight?
She moved to Brooklyn. We were living in Philadelphia.
Yeah, but where is she tonight?
Fishtown, Philly, Philadelphia.
So she's probably in Brooklyn, yeah.
And do you have contact with her? Are you Facebook friends with her?
Nope. Not anymore.
Why?
I don't know. We just kind of lost touch.
You're out of touch. I'm out of time. Well, I'm out of my head when you're out of friend.
Thank you, Michael, for singing that.
That wasn't me, man.
Making metal is all that we know.
I think that was Roger.
Full time making now, making it slow. Mm.
no man it matters to me too much.
I think we should end overtime.
I wanted to talk about Ann Waldman and poetic influences, but it doesn't seem like you're very open tonight, Michael. It seems like you have a lot of things that you are not willing to admit, a lot of things that you're unwilling to discuss.
No.
You will not admit that you're sexually attracted to a Mary Baraka. You will not admit...
Because I wasn't sexually attracted to Mary Baraka.
Now, I'm really trying to get to the root of what was planted in your mind when this new book was written. See, I was trying to help you really promote the book more than anything.
Yeah,
and I feel like you're sort of fighting me with it. I'm extending my generosity and this platform, this blog talk platform, to you and your work. I set up poetry readings for you. I've done everything I could possibly do for you, and I just feel like I think you should have went with Kendra Steiner. I really do. I think you should have went with Kendra Steiner Editions. I think you made a poor choice of publisher. I think they would have extended the first run. I think they would have promised additional runs had you been able to sell X amount of copies.
You might print more. I don't know.
What's that press that Leah Angstman is...
Propaganda Press.
Yeah, that would have been a good one. She makes a nice little book.
I had a book out on there.
Yeah, man.
She does a good job on there. What was the name of the book you had through Propaganda Press?
American Eyes.
American Eyes or Ice?
Eyes.
And what did that title mean exactly?
Like the Ice Age, man.
Yeah, that I see through.
The recession of the glaciers, man, in the Great Lakes region.
Yeah, global warming.
Global warming, American ice. I get it, man. Ice Station Zero.
Serious stuff, man.
It's serious, man. It is serious. Poetry is not serious, but it's the most serious at the same time. Either or and both.
Thank you for that insight, Roger. It was actually very, very thought-provoking. You sold 12 copies of that book?
Maybe.
Were there any royalties to you from... Did Miss Angstman, ever send a
I
royalty
ended up
check?
Owing her money.
You ended up owing her money?
Yeah, like $30.
Why?
Because I got some copies to sell.
And you were unsuccessful in selling them?
Well, I sold them.
But you spent the money as you got it.
Yeah, kind of.
That's what I would have done too, brother. I know. It's hard, man. You got some cash in hand. It's like, I'm going to go up to Steak Nail and see Kristen or whatever.
Yep. Here's a can of Timberwolf looking at me, and I've got $30 burning a hole in my pocket.
What's Timberwolf?
I have no idea. Anyhow, what happened to me was...
I paid her back.
You haven't paid her back yet?
No, I did. I paid her back. She paid.
And then did she promise never to publish you again?
Yeah.
Promise never. How long did it take you to pay her back?
Well, no. A few months.
Wow. Remind me never to give you advance copies or author or seller copies of any future releases you may have on my press.
What about galleys?
No galleys, no uncorrected galleys will be released to the public. You'll have to fish them out of the dumpster.
All right.
No problem.
And the cats will pee on them before they're placed in the dumpster. So, good luck with that.
What do you
Roger's going to be in your dumpster.
Hmm. Wow. Well, we've kind of learned a lot about Michael Grover tonight, his nefarious ways, if you will, in the publishing industry. No wonder they're only willing to go 12 copies on your subsequent releases. To me,
he's
it makes
a rebel.
Now.
He makes rebel music, man.
Yeah. At first I had his side, but then after I learned more of the story, I've actually understand where his publishers are coming from now.
Oh, it makes sense.
Oh, it certainly does. Hmm.
That's why me and Mike are kindred spirits, man, because we're both rebels, Tim.
Now, you feel a kindred
You're
rebel...
You're from the South, too?
What's that?
You're from the South, too, Roger?
No, I didn't mean geographically, man. I meant in the fact that we're both rebels. Not rebels, but rebels.
All right.
Not like
not
John.
Not Confederates.
Right.
Not Confederates, Michael Grover, but he feels like a kindred spirit of rebellion,
like
with you.
Luke Skywalker?
The Rebel Alliance, sure, man. Well, because I'm not a Yankee and I'm not a Southerner. I'm a Westerner. It's different. Wild, Wild West, man. Jingle jangle of the spurs down the main street. There's a sign up here at Lafayette where coal is king.
Cola?
Coal, man.
Coal mining.
Cola.
There was like the Wobblies out here, and they had strikes, and people got shot and killed and all that.
Yeah, the only Wobbly is one that's been arrested.
Well, this is 100 years ago, man. They needed the Wobblies back then, man. There were some grim conditions.
Any evil Wobbles?
I know they don't fall down, but
it's
I have
evil Wobbles. I had like the ranch.
Oh, the Weebles, man. I know what you're talking about, man.
Well, I'm here
yeah,
to tell you guys.
Play sets.
Oh.
They were like egg people, man. They were weird.
Well, I just don't like the idea that Wobblies would be discussed on this program.
Well,
that's
I'm
why
not...
I changed the subject, Tim Murray.
I'm just
well, I'm
talking historically,
to.
Man. I ain't saying I'm with them or not, man. I'm just saying historically they were here.
I would like
about history.
I would like to have their memory wiped off of American history. I do not. It's not something that I think should be taught to children. I do not think they're pornographic.
Well, you don't have to worry
politics.
About anybody listening to your show and hearing about them.
Do you own any means of production?
I do own means of production. I got I have a scrotum, and
don't you have like five kids, Tim Murray?
No, that's what you call a urban legend.
All right.
Like LeBron James.
Yeah, like I don't believe in what the Wobblies are doing because I think they're also doing like a undercover operation to destroy American poetry in the 21st century. And I feel like you have these people like these Naropa, Ann Waldman and her minions, and you have the Amiri Baraka disciples like Michael Grover, and you have these people who are pushing this leftist agenda on modern American poetry. They're angry, they're violent, they are anti-American, they have an agenda, and they will destroy all of us until we, unless we join with them.
Okay.
Yeah. That dumbfounded both of you, didn't it? Stuck, didn't it?
I know what to say. I don't. I'm speechless, Tim Murray.
I see the light, man. Fuck Amiri Baraka.
Well, I know you wanted to see. Now I knew you were going to come around, Michael. I knew you were finally going to say, yes, I've, you know, had a sexual fantasy while I was sitting in the front row, and I kind of
lost it a little bit. Thank you for really divulging that secret on this show. That's why this show is groundbreaking. That's why this show is reaching up to 5 people per episode. That's why this show is because we unearth the truth about poetry, modern poetry.
How much overtime do you have on this show, man?
I have no idea.
A lot, obviously.
We're going for a while. I think we're like 30 minutes in or something, man. It should be. It doesn't give me a countdown either, so this thing could end any time.
It could be over now.
Yeah, I know you guys. Yeah, we're probably just talking on the phone at this stage. It probably has nothing to do with blog talk at this stage. But I know you guys want to get to bed. I know Michael Grover's got them hash in it. Reefer eyes going. He's been smoking that hemp all day, and I think his eyes are starting to get heavy.
The Indian hemp plant?
Yeah. Shooting up hemp and all. I've
been smoking it for a couple hours, man.
I'm going to go scrape some resin, man. Look at some nature shows or something.
Well, I do thank both of you for calling into the show this evening. Right. And, yes, and I thank you, and please join again next Monday as we discuss.
Sociolinguistic acrobats.
Yes, sociolinguistic.
Of Ad Waldman.
And Ad Waldman.
Frozen in the wall of ice.
In Iowa City.
Iowa City, Iowa City.
Marxist analysis of the platypus.
Marx Aureolus.
Word war.
Word war. Set off the keg.
My words are war.
Should a word have two meanings?
Fuck four.
Should words serve the truth?